Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 59 of a 260 chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen during the WHKP years from 1946. Follow the format of the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons series and simply takes up where Fitz left off. Yesterday we told you about Rune Arledge and his wife, everybody here called Gert, and their son Little Rune Jr., who put ABC Sports on the map and then moved into the executive suites of ABC. Today, another ABC exec, and you probably never heard of him, Reginald Wilcox. A number of years ago, I was slated to go to New York to renegotiate our contract with ABC Radio, and I'd been careful to make the appropriate contacts and the appointments, but over the years, I also learned to orient myself to know of any other individuals I might come in contact with on this sort of missionary call, so I was checking the roster of all the execs at ABC Radio, and I ran across the name of Reginald Wilcox. Well, I knew I'd heard that name before, and kept digging through references and suddenly found it. Reverend Reginald Wilcox, who became rector of St. James Church in 1902 and served as rector for 15 years. It was in Sadie Patton's book. And then I tied in a human interest note I had inserted into the Almanac, the radio station, from the April 1909 issue of the French Broad Hustler, which read, Reggie, the 4-year-old son of Reverend R.N. Wilcox, recently a patient at Biltmore Hospital, where he underwent a very severe and dangerous operation, has returned home, and although not quite his old and vigorous self, is rapidly recovering. Reggie, short for Reginald, had but one serious objection to the hospital, as he stated in strict confidence to Dr. J.L. Edgerton. He remarked that they gave him cold cow's milk to drink there, while at home he was accustomed to drinking warm cow's milk. With that discovery, I was ready for New York, except it was always a challenge to me to react to those rude, abrupt, and calloused New York men on the street. So before leaving, I would always try to mentally acclimate myself, and when I arrived in New York at first, I was impressed with what I was doing. I would bump into somebody and just stride on, yelling at everybody, and found myself a part of the group. I began to think, if I work at this, nobody will know I'm from a little bitty town in the western North Carolina mountains. I got off the elevator on the ABC radio floor and was ready to lash out at anybody who even looked at me, and there in the middle of the reception area was a large lobby sign that said, Welcome to New York, Kermit. Well, that blew it. From there on, I went back to natural character and just became the nice little old boy from the Carolina mountains. I did my rounds, renegotiated the net agreement, was about ready to leave, and I remembered my research on Reginald Wilcox. Say, I said, could I stop and visit with Reginald Wilcox? Oh, he's not in. In fact, he's rarely in the office. He's in charge of ABC's facilities worldwide, and we rarely see him. That was only natural, because in the boom days of Laurel Park, Reginald Wilcox had been sales manager for the Laurel Park Estates. His stepfather, H. Walter Fuller, had been president. And though Reginald Wilcox, who didn't like cold cow's milk when in Biltmore Hospital at age 4, he had spent 2 weeks in Hendersonville every summer visiting his mother, Alice Fuller, who was not only executor of the Fuller Estates, but trustee in bankruptcy for the W.A. Smith Estates, the Florida Carolina Estates, and the Rhododendron Estates. I remember meeting with her just before she died in 1962 and received, on payment of proper fees, the necessary quit-claim deeds for lots that had one time been involved in one of those estates that went bankrupt. Now, this is in 62, and the estates had gone bankrupt in 1930, and she was still administering the estates. So in New York, or even in Hendersonville, I never had the pleasure of meeting Reginald Wilcox, who had been head of marketing for Laurel Park Estates and later vice president for facilities at ABC Radio New York. He was represented here by Jim Toms, and believe it or not, Reginald Wilcox had kept at his home on Long Island all those years loads of memorabilia about the development of the town of Laurel Park, including a motion picture made in 1924 for promotional purposes about Laurel Park, Hendersonville, and western North Carolina. He turned it over to Jim Toms for safekeeping into perpetuity, and Jim's first act was to take the film to Bob Jones University, where in their impressive film laboratory they refurbished that old print into great quality. It is now available in the historical archives of this county. Reginald Wilcox, didn't know him, knew his mother, this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here with a good sense never to leave in the job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.